Australians in Iran and Israel are facing an anxious wait as the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade tries to organise repatriation flights. It comes as Israel claims to have taken control of the airspace over Iran's capital, Tehran, as the two countries trade missile strikes. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says around 350 Australians have registered for assistance in Iran, compared to 300 in Israel. But she says charter flights can't take place until airspace is reopened.
Well, firstly, the timeline is primarily dictated by safety. And as long as governments have closed down airspace because of the risk to civilian aircraft, obviously no one can fly, and we certainly can't fly. We say to Australians, please listen to the advice of local authorities. At the moment, the advice is to shelter in place. And obviously that's a very difficult thing to say to people, but that is the best advice we have.